It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
And welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate around the UAE and available on Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. Yes, we are nearly at the end of March. It is the 29th April, soon to take its place as we progress and continue to do so through 2023. Coming up in just a moment, we are looking at different ways to invest in property with a company called Smart Crowd. Now, what is it? And how can you invest for as little as $500? And what I would like to know is this part of the industry regulated? And what are the risks? It's an interesting space within the real estate industry in the UAE. So we will be breaking all of that down with Sadiq in just a moment. Also, the other day, we were talking about interest rates and the fact that they are rising. And I asked Neeraj what sort of a mindset that was playing on people's minds when it came to committing to a mortgage.
Interesting you asked that question, Craig. I think the interest rates, you know, definitely is playing on people's minds. So a lot of the buyers, the homeowners, the end users who are looking at buying a home for themselves and they don't have the entire capital and are looking at taking a mortgage, they've definitely asked this question. They've definitely held their purchase because of the rising interest rates over the past 6 to 8 months. It certainly has impacted the EMI. So where somebody was paying 10,000 dirhams, or if you took a property where the EMI was 10,000 dirhams, that's now shot up by about 3,500 dirhams, which is a huge jump. My argument to that is that if you've rented a property recently and you're not staying in a property for the last few years, which makes you a protected tenant, wherein your rent doesn't increase as per the market, if you've rented a property in the last couple of years, you're anyways paying a very, very high rental value. And as long as interest rates are going up and the demand for property is high, the rents are going to go up as well. So my argument is as simple as this, that why pay such high rents? Instead, you can pay higher interest rates and don't lock in yourself to an interest rate for a period of 2 to 3 years. If you're on the flexible option, then once the interest rates start coming down, your EMIs are going to start coming down as well.
We present the best real estate information across the UAE, the Dubai Property Podcast. We're a lot more than just real estate. Available for breakfast from 6 a.m., then on the drive to work, or in your ear at the gym. In fact, wherever you go, we're available 7 days a week on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Now, just a reminder here that some Dubai real estate developers, not all, are becoming very clever with their marketing tactics by reducing the footage of their properties to attract buyers with lower prices. As I mentioned, it's with some developers, not all developers. And some are offering a one-bedroom apartment at a lower cost per square meter than competitors, but upon closer inspection, the apartment is 10% smaller, in some cases even 20% smaller. So it is very important to be aware that developers can make an error of up to 5% in the declared area. So buyers should receive at least 95 square meters if promised 100 square meters for a developer to avoid any penalties. So the due diligence is what is going to save you a lot of pain down the track if you do that correctly at the beginning of your purchase.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, the Dubai Property Podcast has all of the leading real estate news every week. You're listening to the Dubai Property Podcast Breakfast.
Well, this morning we are talking to Sadiq Farid, the CEO from Smart Crowd. And a very good morning to you, Sadiq. Welcome to the Dubai Property Podcast.
Thank you for having me. Really excited to be on.
You're working in a particularly interesting space of crowdfunding to buy real estate. So perhaps first off, why don't you explain to the audience what that is exactly and where the idea came from?
Yeah, so the concept is very simple, right? We want to enable everybody to be able to participate on the property ladder and accumulate and build wealth using alternative assets like real estate. I honestly was founded out of a personal need. A few years ago, I was looking to invest into real estate. Even though I have a decent career, decent savings, etc. in my life, I really struggled to acquire assets of my liking without either taking leverage, meaning borrowing money to invest, or having a lot of concentration risk, meaning taking a lot of my capital and deploying into one single asset. And as a financial professional, that didn't make a lot of sense to me from a portfolio construction perspective. And that got me thinking that there's many people in similar boat, similar to me, where they struggle to invest beyond the traditional asset classes like the equity markets, the capital markets, and the idea of fractionalizing the asset class. So even with someone with a $50,000, $100,000 investable capital can really build a diversified investment portfolio like the wealthy can, so they can better risk manage their investments. And that's where the idea sort of percolated, and looking further in the market over here in this part of the world where people have aspirations to invest in hard assets like real estate, but very limited options to do so. Creating a platform like this, which is digital first, makes it accessible to people, brings pre-vetted opportunities to the marketplace so people don't have to know where to go look for opportunities, and also provides education material to help people understand how real estate investments work so they can be in a position to make smarter decisions, hence Smart Crowd. I thought it was a game winner. And so we embarked on this journey almost 3 years ago to make this a reality.
Now, you mentioned fractional ownership, and that's really probably the key thing in terms of what you are offering, because there are different models for, say, luxury homes, whereby you buy a 1/8 share in a luxury holiday home. You get 6 weeks to spend your holidays there, which is great if you are looking for a luxury home without paying the full price of ownership. But what you are offering is something quite different to that. I mean, this is fractional, but you're taking the fractional word and really multiplying that by quite a lot.
Yes, we are. So, you know, our product is predominantly investment product, not a lifestyle product. So what you mentioned about the luxury time sharing and so forth, that's not what we offer. We offer a pure investment a product over here. So essentially what we're doing is we're allowing people to own a piece of a property. So you benefit from the economic benefits in proportionate to your investment. So for example, say we buy into a 1 million dirham apartment and you put 100,000 dirhams, then you effectively own 10% of that apartment. Any benefit, economic benefit that comes out of that property, whether it's rental income or any capital appreciation, 10% of that is allocated to the investor that put in 10% of ownership in that particular property. And the idea is very simple, right? Like, I come from a mindset where I look at real estate as an investment product rather than a roof over my head. What we try to preach to people is you want to put your capital best at work to generate returns. So you're putting your money to good use and then using that money to subsidize your lifestyle. If you put that money in and you're making a good return, you can use that money and go on holidays wherever you feel like and not be pigeonholed into one particular property that you invested in for the next 15, 20 years. You go to the same holidays all the time, right?
All right. So typically, what is the average amount somebody is participating in your crowdfunding real estate?
Yeah, so it varies quite a bit from property to property, but on average, I would say about 8,000 dirhams per investment. You know, our product is very sticky because we give regular income, rental income on a monthly basis. So people are encouraged to put more capital on the platform. An average investor on our platform has 4 investments. So if you do the math, an average person is putting anywhere between 30 to 35,000 dirhams, almost $10,000 on our platform on an annual basis, which is quite substantial, you know, given the fact that we're targeting mostly retail investors, average Joes. That's quite a bit of money that our people are putting on. So there's a lot of trust on the platform.
And I took a look on your website and I actually looked at a property that you purchased. It was a 2-bedroom in the Opal Towers in the Dubai Marina. Now, this was funded with 339 people. The price was just over 1.3 million and it shows a gross yield of 16.5, expected return, the dividend, etc. So a lot of people putting in in for that particular property. The question that I've got is, how do you actually buy property? Because given that, you know, you're competing with others and you've got so many people, 339 in this case, you've got to move and move reasonably quickly, one would think.
The way we operate is, you know, if we see a lot of properties in any given day, given week, given month. We do our homework, we analyze them, we vet them. And once we find something that we like, you know, we're quite aggressive in the sense that we will put a deposit down, secure the asset, and then bring it onto the platform, because we're confident whatever we bring to the platform does get funded on the platform by our investors. You know, we close a transaction with a seller within 60 days. You know, typical cycle here in Dubai is about 30 to 45 days. So we're not that far off. In some cases, we've done it even much shorter, in 26 days, depending on the asset and how large the asset is.
And one of the questions, of course, is regulation. So how are you guys set as far as regulation for this model?
Yeah, no, that's a very important question, right? Because when we first started off, the very first thing we did before we started operating is where we tried to get ourselves financially regulated. So we are regulated. We are based in the DIFC, which is the Dubai International Financial Center, one of the top 10 financial centers in the world. And their regulators, DFSA, Dubai Financials Service Authority, is our regulator. Similar to any fund that is being operated, any bank that is based in the DIFC is being regulated, we're treated by the same regulators with the same level of rigor. So we have lots of checks and balances in place with the regulators that we have to opine. We have to put up a regulatory capital in place. We have a lot of reporting that we have to do on a quarterly and an annual basis, as well too, and a lot of reports that we have to provide to the regulators on our client money and client assets.
And you've been pretty busy, Sadiq, because I understand that you launched in 2018.
That's correct. Yeah. So in 2018, we started our regulatory process. We got our full license end of 2019, just a couple of months before COVID. And so our operations to the public began during COVID time, believe it or not. And since then, we've been actually quite active and quite busy. And the business has grown almost 8x, 10x during that in the last 2 years. So we're quite busy, keeping us quite occupied. And the market has done really well over the last, you know, 18 months and so.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you, Sadiq, for your time and coming on to the Dubai Property Podcast this morning.
Thanks for having me.
The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.